Before we continue with the prayers of the church, a couple announcements to share with the congregation, two prayers to keep in mind specifically. First, news was shared this morning that Joyce settles. She moved to the Dalles late in summer. The family has shared with us that Joyce is in the last few days of her life. And so we're going to remember Joyce and the Settles family today and in the days ahead. And also, just want to point out the Santoras. At church, Callie's here this morning, and Caleb. Callie, can you raise your hand for just a second? All right. The Santoras are getting very close to their adoption phase, where they will actually could get matched up with a family and with a new child in their homes. So
they're presenting our profile to potential families.
They're presenting their profile to potential families, so it's moving closer. So only imagine the excitement there in that household for sure. We want to pray for them and encourage them as well. If you want more information, go and seek out Callie on how they're doing and so forth. Now let us rise as we continue with the prayers of the church. Heavenly Father, you have appointed your church to be a city on a hill, shining the light of your mercy into the world and gathering your own to receive your precious gifts of forgiveness, life, and mercy. Use us joyfully to invite and welcome our neighbors, co-workers, and acquaintances to join us in receiving your gifts. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, through the prophets you declare that the fasting you accept is to share our food with the hungry and our homes with the homeless. Guard us from self-absorption, gluttony, and other vices that prevent us from extending your bounty to those less fortunate. Grant shelter to those who have none, food to those who hunger, and honest work to the unemployed. We ask you to bless those ministries that we are in partnership with to care for those who are less fortunate. Use your people to extend your mercy and lift us to the joy of sharing our daily bread. Lord, in your mercy. And Heavenly Father, your mercies are new to us every morning. And yet we often know the pain of sickness, injury, sorrow, and other frailties. In your never-failing mercy, remember those who have requested our intercessions. Lord, especially for the Santora family, as they move closer to, as they share their profile with families and birth mothers, that you'd bless that child that you have prepared for them in advance. Lord, also that your hands would be placed upon the Settles family, and Joy specifically, that you'd bless her with a calm heart, that you'd bless her with your presence in the days that she has left here on this earth. Lord, we also pray for those in our hearts and minds in our church family, for Gene Worth, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Addie, Dee, Rosanna, Chuck, Betty, Joel, Ava, Michelle, Art, Tim and Raina, Max, Colin, Eva, Nancy, Thelma, and Tyler. Lord, we pray that they might have healing and wholeness according to your will and grace to entrust themselves to your merciful hands as they endure with courage and hope whatever crosses and afflictions you are pleased to allow. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. We now continue with the service of the Holy Sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood which is shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it, in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The table has been prepared. All are invited. You may be seated.